Okay, hello and welcome to Entrepreneur Podcast. Today in the studio, we have beautiful Lauren, and she is founder of Ripple Mentoring, a manifestation expert dedicated to guiding conscious women to leave their job and get paid daily to do what they love. Formerly a primary school teacher, she took a leap in 2021 to fulfill her vision of becoming her own boss, and now is impacting lives in a meaningful way for many women. And I just recently was on a, I think it was a 5-day Voxer challenge group kind of thing with Lauren, and I loved her energy and I loved what she had created. So I decided to invite her for a podcast to dive more into what she has to offer and her memberships and how she runs her business and how she actually started from the beginning. Hello and welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So in 2021, what happened? Because from primary school teacher to being all in and showing yourself on Instagram and running Voxer groups and masterminds and everything, what happened in your life?
So back in 2021, obviously we were mid-COVID really, and I was teaching, but kind of in the very beginning of before I left just to start this coaching business, I was kind of not working in the school because schools were closed. We were on a bit of a rota. And so I had a lot of time on my hands. And with that time, I started to pursue some of those dreams that I had in my imagination. So it was kind of like, do I really want to do this every single day until I retire? Do I really want to be teaching forever? Do I really want to be going on just one holiday a year? Do I, all of those questions that we ask. And because I had the time, those questions got louder and louder and louder. So I actually did something about it. But before I started my coaching business, I actually started a private tuition business for primary school children. So this is the thing about when you've got a dream or a vision for something, but it's a bit vague. So for me, it was time, location, financial freedom, and I didn't really know what that looked like. And I thought, well, I'm good at teaching. I could set up my own tuition business and then work my own hours. So that's what I did. I replaced my income really quickly. And then I decided to leave my teaching job. But in the midst of all of that, I came across Bob Proctor, who I know you've, had the pleasure of working with as well. And he just showed me a completely different way of seeing life. And so I was working with a business mentor on my private tuition business at the time. And I thought, you know what? If I'm investing in this business and I'm investing in my professional development, I'm going to invest in my personal development as well. And I just fell in love with the material. I just was so obsessed with it. And then I decided to start teaching other women how to leave their jobs and build their own businesses as well. So that's kind of how it all started in 2021.
Oh, wow. Well, that's like pretty neat. From one thing to another, the path opens up itself, right? And how did you come across Bob Proctor? Because there are so many coaches, so many teachings out there, and why him, and why did that resonate with you?
Yeah, so I was when I had the business mentor for my tuition business, I was listening to one of her podcasts, and she had a guest speaker on her podcast who had worked with Bob. And the lady at the time was telling a story about how she, a very similar story to mine, how she had left her job and she didn't have much money. And like she was working from paycheck to paycheck every month. And she saw this vision for herself. And she started talking about Bob Proctor and the material that she'd been doing working with him. So I just checked him out. I mean, I already knew about Bob Proctor. I'd kind of watched him on YouTube and I'd read some of his books, but I didn't know that there was an opportunity to kind of work alongside him and teach his material as well. So as soon as I started diving into that, it was just this feeling of this is the right path. This is how I'm going to help my clients get to where they want to be. It's how I'm going to help them to kind of do what I did, but unconsciously. So I reprogrammed my subconscious and stepped into an identity of a business owner without really knowing how I did that. And then Bob Proctor's work kind of showed me this is what you did, and this is how you can help other people to do it as well.
Okay, so what did you learn? What did you do to, well, now you teach that consciously, but what did you do unconsciously to move from being a teacher and then being a business owner? Because that's a huge shift.
So it wasn't easy and it wasn't simple. It seems like, yeah, I was a teacher and then I started a tuition business and then I started a coaching business and it was all plain sailing. It absolutely wasn't. When I first started my coaching business, I didn't make a sale for 7 months. There was absolutely no money coming through my coaching business whatsoever. And I was just in so much debt. I was investing in myself. I was intentionally placing myself in more debt to kind of figure a way of getting out of it. And what I realized I was doing was every day I was showing up in what I thought I should be doing to be the version of me who's a business owner. So when you go from being a full-time employee and then you become a business owner, you're not expected to just know like what business owners do in their day and how they operate and how they run their business. But I think people think it's that simple and it's not. So yes, I was taking action every day. I was writing the content. I was showing up on stories. I had my offer. I was reaching out to people. I was running free masterclasses. But I was doing all of that in the energy of an employee. I was doing it as not really the woman who gets paid to do this, of not really the woman who builds a six-figure business or, you know, has private clients. So even though I was taking the action, I wasn't really getting the results for 7 months. So the thing that changed for me was, would say the biggest thing is the identity transformation. So I started seeing myself as I am a business owner. The reason this is on my path is because this is meant for me. And I used subconscious reprogramming, so emotional impact and repetition, which is what I teach my clients, to step into that version of me and become consciously aware of her. And then she kind of started to lead me in the right direction.
Do you still remember any thoughts that you had about yourself when you were running already a business, but thinking like an employee?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the thoughts were things like, why would people pay me to help them with, you know, this? Even though I was doing it and I had left my job, there was a lot of like, I would say it's like imposter syndrome thoughts of, why would someone listen to me? Why would someone pay me? Like, no one's going to pay me that amount of money to work with me. Do people see the value in a coach? And then all the thoughts of like, I don't, at the time, like I didn't have professional branding. I didn't have, you know, like I wasn't an expert in writing content. All of those things that they happen naturally as you step into that version of yourself. But in the beginning, when you're on Instagram and you're watching everyone else, you think that they just have those things from the beginning and they don't. So they were the kind of thoughts that I was battling. And still sometimes now it's, you know, you go in somewhere new and you think, well, I should already be there. And I'm in the gap instead of the things I've already achieved.
And what are the thoughts on a daily basis now about yourself?
Now about the business, it's that I know this is for me. I know I'm the one. He actually shared, I'm doing a 12-day challenge at the moment. And the reel today was knowing that you are the one to do this, that you have that vision for a reason, that you have the expertise and the opportunities that have landed on your path for a reason. So now it's like, I know I'm the one to help people with this. I know that I'm the one who gets paid to do this. I know I'm the one to tick everything off my vision board, but that's come through subconscious reprogramming and really feeling into that version of myself that was already there. I just had to kind of dig her out and let her come to the surface.
Yeah, well, that is very empowering and also very brave. I'm thinking about my clients and also like when I started to actually now say like, oh, I'm a business owner. This is for me. I'm here to serve. I'm here to, you know, I can help you. Even that, like, I can help you. It's, it's a long way. And sometimes you think it's, when you look at others, like you were saying, you just think like, oh, it just happened for them. Especially all the branding and everything. Nope.
I didn't have like professional branding until a year into my business. And I will say now that that was choice. You don't have to go and have professional branding done. You can do it yourself. But as the version of me that I was seeing in my imagination, who is building this movement, this empire where I want people to feel a part of something, I wanted the professional branding. But that didn't happen for over a year into my business. So if you're at that point now where you're like, all of these people, you know, anyone listening, have these professional branding, they probably didn't have that from the very beginning.
Exactly. How did you keep going when the sales weren't coming in? You know, when I sometimes have clients, and especially my free programs, they're like, I manifested for 3 days and it's not coming, and you know, they're quitting. And of course, like, I can laugh about it, but they're struggling with that, you know, and you kept going for such a long time. What was there in you that kept rolling?
Apart from absolute stubbornness, there's a lot of stubbornness in my personality. So I was like, I am not giving up. But apart from that, it was the vision. It was, if I can see this in my mind, I know that it's possible for me to do. And if I can see someone else doing it or something similar, that's evidence that this is possible for me. So I would always ask myself, like, why not me? It's not, what do I need to do? Or like, what do I need to change? It was, who do I need to become now to experience those things? And in the times where, the circumstances were very heavy, I wasn't making any money, I was in like almost 50K worth of debt, I was not able to pay my mortgage towards the last couple of months, and things felt very, very heavy. I just kept reminding myself of why I was doing it and where I was going, and also using a little bit of like law of relativity. So I would use the, I'm here right now, but people who are way, way, way more successful than me have been in like hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of debt. And they intentionally did that to get to where they want to be. So I kind of used the law of relativity as well, but most of it was just that sheer vision. I can see it and I can still see it, and I know where I'm going. And even though circumstances right now might not be desired, I'm not choosing to focus there. I'm renouncing that, and I'm focusing on where I'm going. And the more I fell in love with the process, in the falling in love with writing content, falling in love with sharing your stories, falling in love with going live on social media and connecting with people, then it kind of just happens and falls into place. But I think a lot of people are in the, this isn't working, and I've posted on my stories and no one's buying, and you know, no one's reaching out to me in the DMs. And because that's where your focused attention is, that's growing more and more. So for me, it was renouncing. It was, okay, this is where I am. I'm very self-aware. I'm going to take responsibility for it, but I'm not choosing to stay here any longer. This is where I'm going. And just really focusing on that vision.
What was your vision at that time?
It wasn't what it is now, to be fair. So at the very beginning, when I had 7 months, I was having those 7 months of zero sales. It was literally just to make, like, I just want to make 5K per month and pay my bills. Because at that time, my belief system was much more limiting than what it is now. And that's what happens when you start reprogramming your subconscious. You see more for yourself. But at that time, I was so in the circumstances that I wanted to just make 5K per month, pay my bills, and just have an easy life, you know, wake up and do what I wanted every day. And then I started to get into the feeling of traveling first class and going to nice retreats and hotels all over the world. And then it expanded into building a community and serving lots of women and hosting in-person retreats and things like that for my clients. And now it's like endless. Now the vision just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, because that's, I know you'll know this as well for yourself, that's what happens when you move towards something. Your mind sees more possibilities for where you can go next. But yeah, at the very beginning, my vision wasn't exactly where I am today. That's kind of developed over time.
Yeah. What was the moment like when you got your first client?
Oh, it was amazing. So my first client was my first paying full client, or my first paying client actually, was the first day of January 2022. It was the first day of the year. And I'd really spent December of 2021 going within and asking myself, right, what I'm doing is not working. This isn't about the action I'm taking. This is about who I'm being. And clearly who I'm being right now is not allowing me to bring in clients and to manifest the success that I want. So I spent the whole of December like really like journaling, asking myself the difficult questions, identifying habits and beliefs that I had and really shifting them. And then I promoted my offer for the new year on my stories, but I felt when I promoted it that time, it felt different. I felt like I was promoting it as a different version of me. And literally the day, first day of the year, someone reached out. She asked me for the link, and she paid me 4K in full. And it was like, it was almost like I couldn't believe it. But then at the same time, well, of course, because for the whole of December, I'd been visualizing it and seeing it happen that way. And then it kind of like dominoed after that. So after I had that first client, a couple of days later, somebody else paid me in full. And then I was like, this is what I've been working towards for the past 7 months. And that's why I didn't give up. So if you're in that place, anyone listening who, and you're not making sales in your business, instead of maybe asking yourself, what do I need to do differently? Try asking yourself, who do I need to be for this to manifest, for this to come in?
That's a very powerful one. Yeah, I was going to ask you if, like, what happened next, because once you probably with that first client, you were like, yes, like, it's true. I am good. Like, they can pay me. I can do this. So it just all moves like a snowball, because after that, you are so much more confident. And however you bring your content out and however you show up is different.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, go on.
In the beginning, I think a lot of people like will tell you, especially those teaching manifestation, they'll tell you like, don't rely on external validation. And I agree. I don't think you should, rely on external validation. But sometimes in the beginning, it like we're human. So we do seek a little bit of validation. And sometimes getting your first client is like, yes, like it's more confirmation than it is validation. So if you feel like you're in that place where, you are kind of celebrating because you've got a client, but then pulling back when you're not getting clients, that's okay. But just really become aware of that, because what happened for me afterwards was I started to rely on that validation a little bit. It was like, I'll show up when people are reaching out to me. I'll show up when the sales are coming in. And I really had to become aware of that and say, well, I intentionally created those results. So I create it from within. I don't need someone externally to me or something externally to me to confirm that that's what, that I'm a good coach or that I'm, that it's working and that the business is building.
How have you grown since your first client?
Oh my gosh. If you watched or anyone like scrolled back on my Instagram, which you can do, I've kept it all there. You wouldn't recognize me, I don't think now. I don't even recognize myself. I look completely different on the external, but the way I talk, the way I show up for my clients, the way that I just know that I am an expert in this field and that I can help people. Whereas back then I was in this place of, as I said earlier, why would people pay me? And I don't know enough. And what if someone asks me a question and I don't know the answer to it? So I've grown in confidence and in certainty that this is who I am and this is what I do and this is how I help people. That's probably been the biggest thing.
And from working with private clients, you also got a mastermind. You also got a membership now, right? That's all you've built in last year too?
Yeah, so November of 2022, that's when Ripple Mentoring was born. So before then, I was kind of going under Lauren Brooks Coaching. It was just my name at the time, which was fine, but I wanted to build a movement and I wanted people to feel a part of something. So in November 2021, when I had the branding done for Ripple and I really felt into what that movement was and how I wanted people to feel, then I started to create different programs. So from there, I do teach Thinking Into Results, which is Bob Proctor's program, but I've packaged that up into a mastermind. So all of the women inside the mastermind are studying Thinking Into Results, but they're also learning to leave their job and build their own business. So we've got Thinking Into Results, the mastermind, and then I developed early 2023, the Conscious Collective, because I wanted people to come into a space where they felt a part of something. For me in the beginning, and I don't know if you maybe feel this as well or felt it at some point, I was kind of in this in-between where the people in my personal life, friends and family they didn't quite understand what I was doing, where I was going, the vision that I had. And that's probably still the case now in some ways. But then the people that I aspired to with the six-figure businesses and the traveling the world, they felt so far away from me that I was so disconnected. And I didn't have people who were doing what I was doing that I could be in a community with. And that's what I really wanted for my clients. So all of the members of the Conscious Collective are leaving their jobs. They have left their job already and they're all building six-figure businesses, which is, I love it. It was an image in my mind and now it's in the physical, and it's just, it's so special when you see that happen.
Yeah, that must be a really great community, especially like you're saying, when you just leave something or you're ready to embark on a new journey, you need those people around you who are there with you, because there are so many doubts and so many questions and so many uncertainty moments, definitely. A question that I actually had last week for another, I was in on a call, and people nowadays are advertising a lot with, you know, like what their income was last month, this week, you know, they hit the milestone or something. And for those, for example, in your membership as well, who have just started, it sometimes can be like really like, well, I'm just starting, like I've got nothing. Mm-hmm. How do you encourage them to go and to build these businesses, because they can't show off like, oh, you know, I made this much money, that's why come to me for my digital marketing course or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does depend on your industry. Like for me, I do share financial wins, but it's not the main thing that I show to my clients as to where they can go. Financial wins are amazing, but they don't necessarily show personal growth. They don't necessarily show the journey. So, you know, if I'm deciding on working with a coach, I shared a post about this a couple of weeks ago. There's this culture in the coaching industry of, I'll work with X person because they've earned a certain amount of money. For me, as a conscious woman building a big conscious business, I want to know, does your expertise actually close a gap for me? Will your expertise actually help me step into a skill gap or a knowledge gap or something that I need to close in order to take me to my next level? And if you're an expert, I don't really care how much money you've earned, as long as you can show me why you're an expert and why you're qualified. So one of the things I teach my clients from an identity perspective is, how can you show your clients that you are being an embodiment of what you're teaching? So I don't teach my clients to look after their bodies and work out to move the energy if I'm not doing that myself. And I don't teach my clients to show up and serve and sell every day unless I'm doing that myself. So there's ways that you can show that you're the person that people want to work with without showing your financial gains or wins. For example, if you were like a health coach, for example, are you actually being an embodiment of the things that you're teaching? Are you showing up and taking care of your body in the way that you would love your clients to do so? Because that's what your ideal client is looking for. They're not looking for how much money that you earn. It's maybe a bit different if you're a business coach, but even still, I would be casting the vision and showing, this is why I'm qualified. I, you know, take my journey for an example. I was a teacher. I was in an employed job. I did leave and experience challenges where I had no money whatsoever. And now this is where I am and this is how I did it. So I could in that story show how much money I'm earning, but I don't have to, because you can see that the transformation from being a teacher to being a business owner is happening for me. So I would be really leaning into that. Like, how can you show people that you're an embodiment of the thing you're teaching?
It's very refreshing from all the numbers online that sometimes you can see it too often every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Another question. When you started with Bob Proctor, did his teaching seem too far ahead? Because he had been in a coaching world like 70 years more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hey, I'm like, I'm going to learn from this, but to be this, like, I don't have the time.
Yeah, no, of course. Bob had this real way of kind of resonating with where you are, but never allowing you to stay there. So what I mean by that is, you could, you know, when I first started with Bob, I was actually still teaching. So he could still support me for the vision of where I was going, even though I was still teaching. I wasn't actually actively working full-time in my business at that time. So yes, he was, you know, considered to be like one of those people that are so far ahead, you disconnect from them. But he never really made you feel like that, because he always, just exactly what I was teaching actually, and you'll remember this from Bob, he always talked about where he started and his journey and how, you know, he owed all of this money out and he wasn't even earning that much money in a year. And, you know, he was started as a cleaner and then he built this big multi-million dollar company. So he could always kind of meet you where you were, but stretch you to where you had the potential to go. And that's what I really loved about Bob. His mentorship was very gentle, but he wouldn't allow you to stay where you are. He always made you aware that you could go somewhere else.
What was the most powerful question he asked you?
Bob, the most powerful question he asked us.
Or maybe the most powerful interaction.
One of the things Bob always said was, and people will have heard this, people will have seen this quote, but it's something that really stuck with me. He always said, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And when I first, that was like a real, like, let's dumb this down. If I can see it in my mind, I can actually hold it in my hand. And the more he said that, and he would say it to anyone and everyone, if someone would say, yeah, but this is what I want and I feel so far away from it right now, he would always just say, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And that was one of the things that really helped me when things weren't going the way that I wanted them to go. It was, well, I can see it. It's in my imagination. So if I can see it, I know that it's possible for me. And that was one of the things Bob always brought you back to. If you can see it in your mind, you will and can hold it in your hand. And I think that's really important for people to know. And because it's so simple, lots of people just bypass it and they think, yeah, well, what? That's not going to happen. Because as humans, we try to overcomplicate things. But it really is as simple as that. If it's in your mind, it can be in your physical reality.
Yeah, I think we often forget that we don't have the same dreams. And like you're saying, when you started, it was a 5K month and I want this, I want a simple life. And then the vision became bigger and bigger. So at the beginning, you didn't have that on your mind. So you couldn't create what you're creating now. Exactly. And that is something that we always think, it's like, oh, well, but if everyone can do this, but no, we all have different thoughts, visions, dreams, everything. Yeah. You have manifested the life of your dreams. What it is like to manifest it? Did you use vision boards? Did you use journaling? Were there any other different methods that you used to actually have the life that you are living now? Because you were saying you moved to another city, which was a dream of yours, I suppose, mm-hmm. and how you're living now. How was it created? How is it to be living it? Yeah.
So one of the things I get asked by my clients a lot, because obviously they're all building businesses, is how do I sell my programs? How do I make more money? How do I call in more clients? How do I manifest them? And my answer is never go and show up on social media, go and write content. Even though those things are important and they're the mechanics of it, basically, they're the things, the money-making actions that you take every day. Well, that's not how I did it. So I can't teach that. Yes, I do promote on my stories and I do write content. And that's how in the physical I bring clients in. But that's not how I manifested the dream apartment or the relationship or the income. It's not how I manifested any of that. The way that I did that was by taking something from my vision board that was really important for me to manifest and becoming an embodiment of it. So I'll give you an example. To manifest the apartment, at the time when I wanted to live here, I couldn't possibly afford at that time to live where I'm living. And so what I did though, was I started to come and look at the apartments and I started to view them and I started to spend time in the building and imagine myself being here. All the while I'm not like, how am I going to make sales and how am I going to do this? One day I'm going to be living in that apartment. And then what I would do is, this is exactly what I did. Then I would apply for the apartment and then I would put a deposit down on it. And before I knew it, because I was just an embodiment and I was sharing this with my audience as well, people wanted to work with me because I was being an embodiment of the things that were on my vision board. So because I'd already set a goal to live here, because I was operating on that frequency, my income had to raise, it had to come to this frequency, and so it did. That's just one example. But it really is about being an embodiment of the vision you see. If you're telling yourself, I want to move to this city, I want to earn this amount of money, I want to have this program and sell it out, are you actually embodying that and taking action as the version of you who has those things? If you want to move into a different apartment, are you actually going looking at those apartments? Are you actually putting a deposit down on them? Are you actually, you know, buying the furniture, thinking about the ways you want to decorate it? Or is it just something that you've got on your vision board and you're thinking about it? You actually have to move and take the energy, and then everything else will come. The clients, the income, it comes to match the frequency that you're operating on.
It's magical, but it does.
Absolutely.
There's so much. At the beginning, there's a lot of stress, though. What were you saying? It's like, oh, I looked at the apartment, then the deposit, and then it's like, oh. And then sometimes you want to back up, right? You're just like, oh, it's too scary. It's too big. Yeah. What do you do then? Have you had those situations?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's challenges. Like when I first applied for the apartment, they said no. They were like, you're self-employed. You've not got yet enough. Like here in the UK, they want like 2 to 3 years of books of accounts, which I didn't have because I hadn't had the business that long enough. So there were challenges. And the way I got around that was, okay, well, I'll just pay up front for a certain amount of months. I'll manifest the money to pay, you know, up front to cover the first 6 months, which they were happy with. So there's always challenges. Did I have the money when I was like, yeah, I'll pay up front for 6 months? Absolutely not. But I knew that this apartment was mine. So I wasn't thinking, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to get the money? I was thinking, I can't wait to live in that apartment. And yes, it's not always that easy. There are times when you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is huge. What if I put a deposit down and then I don't get the money? But that is your subconscious mind trying to keep you safe and trying to keep you where you are, and you have to be stronger than that. So you have to say, okay, that's the point that I'll come back to from before, of it's not what do I need to do now, it's who do I need to become? Who do I need to become to manifest this apartment? Well, I need to be the woman who starts bringing in more clients in her business. I need to be the woman who believes that she's worthy of being paid, who's worthy of living in this apartment. And when you step into that, those kind of thoughts and that kind of certainty, people feel it from you and they want to work with you because you're showing up for yourself, so they know you're going to show up for them as well. Think that honestly has been the biggest thing for me. It's, I'm doing this and I'm going to prove to you that I'm doing it because I want you to see that it's possible for you. And then people trust you and they want to work with you as well.
How did you manifest falling in love? Because that involves, you know, an apartment is the thing, you know, a car, a business. Well, business has clients, but love, it feels a little bit different. You know, there is another person involved.
Yeah, so I, it's interesting. I didn't expect it to happen as quickly as it did. So last year, I went through a bit of a traumatic breakup with a longer term partner. It had to happen. It was one of those things where you're growing so much and people that were on that frequency with you either come with you or they don't. And unfortunately with that partner, he didn't come with me. So we went through a bit of a traumatic breakup and I spent probably almost a year from that point just really focusing on me and self-love and self-worth and knowing what it is that I wanted for me. And I think a lot of people hear that on social media, like focus on yourself. But what that really means is for the person that I want to attract, again, who do I need to be to attract that kind of person? So I would script out the kind of person that I would love to attract, and even down to like the conversations that we'd have together, and that he was into this material and that he understood that this is my life. Maybe it seems a bit chaotic and delusional, but I go after big dreams and I need someone that can kind of get on board with that. And I would just script it out. And then at the time I was on dating sites and there was a few frogs on there. There were a few men that I met that kind of came close to that vision, but they weren't quite right. And that's when I would ask myself, okay, they're very close, but I'm still attracting something that I don't really want, which means that there's something within me that feels worthy of having that or doesn't feel worthy of having the thing that I wanted. So I would like really analyze, like, what is it about that person that's mirroring me and how I feel about myself and the beliefs that I hold about relationships and the kind of life that I want to experience. And I would just keep growing in self-awareness and asking myself, okay, what do I need to program in now to attract the man that I really, really want to attract? And then I went on a date with Dan, who's my partner now, and we actually didn't click on the first date. And I tell people this, it's really interesting.
The energy was off. You hadn't written it down in your journal.
Yeah, it was like, there's something quite not right here and I'm not sure what it is, but also something that kept drawing us both back. So we went on a couple of other dates. And then it was the third date where we just clicked. And I was like, yep, he's the one. Mm-hmm. He was literally everything off the script that I wrote out, you know, the conversations, the lifestyle, the things that we both wanted, like how he looks, everything was scripted out. And it sounds like that happened like, oh, it just happened really easily. And that's not how it works for everyone else. It didn't happen easily. I've had lots and lots of toxic relationships. I've had lots of relationships that have been awful and caused a lot of trauma. But the reason that Dan was manifested was because I was very intentional. And it's like everything. If you're still attracting misaligned clients, if you're attracting misaligned friendships, or, you know, people who are like defaulting on payments and not, or maybe you're not attracting clients at all, you have to ask yourself, who am I being to attract this into my experience? And the more you take ownership of that, first of all, it's really empowering. It's really, really empowering because you know that you're in control of what's going to happen and who you're going to experience. But also, it's very intentional. So when things do come in, it's literally as you've scripted them out. It's very, very, very specific. So you might feel like you're getting closer. Right? There was a couple of guys that got close, but they weren't quite right. And you have to know that about yourself. A lot of it is self-awareness.
The scripts that you did, can you tell the thing that surprised you the most about them? Like when you actually met him in the life and then you're like, oh, wow, I had written this one down. I'm like,
Well, what physically was very similar to what, yeah, I would attract, that I wanted to attract, but also he has a really, really good job. He's very, very passionate and driven. Those things can seem quite generic, but it's not very common now to meet people who are determined and driven and like really love their job. For me, that was the biggest priority because I love the work that I do and it's quite literally my whole life. I live and breathe this work. And so it was very, very important for me to meet someone who also had that passion for the work that they do. It didn't have to be what, you know, what I do, but they had that passion and that drive and the understanding that work is, you know, and your purpose and your passion is very, very important. So I think it was that one. We went on a third date and he was talking about his passion and his purpose and how much he loves his work. And I was like, this is, that's exactly, that was my priority.
Yeah. Cause I had written down, I've got my journals up there. I had written down some things that were how we talk to each other. And it was so weird when he actually said those words, when I was like, wait, I remember this. This is on page 50 on my journal. And that felt like really, but then again, I was looking for that person. You know, I was looking for the match. I was being the match and I was looking for the match. So it might sound very magical because you have never maybe tried it, the journaling, the writing out scripts. But once you do that, after some journals, it becomes normal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's about as well, like, I love journaling, I love scripting, I love writing, anything to do with writing. But it's more than, and I know you'll feel this as well, it's more than just writing it out. If you're writing it out and it's like, oh, I'm just doing this because somebody's told me to do it. Like, I'm just going to script this out because someone's told me that if I do this, it'll all come true. That's very different to, right, I'm getting intentional. this is what I'm creating. This is who I'm attracting. This is the business that I'm building. I'm really feeling your conviction in that. But then once you've scripted it out, asking yourself, okay, who do I get to become now to bring this thing in? Because I think some people get caught up in, if I write this out, if I visualize it, it will show up. But you actually have to move the energy. You actually have to, if I wasn't on dating sites, I'm not moving the energy. And you don't have to meet someone on dating sites. You could meet someone out. But I was putting myself in situations where I had the opportunity to meet him. And it's the same with clients. Like, are you scripting out how many clients you want and you want to sell out your offer, but then not building out the program and building somewhere for these clients to come to and making contracts ready for them to come through and promoting your offer on social media so that people actually know that you're selling it. So it's about moving the energy as well. And that's the part that I really help people with, because that's where your subconscious mind goes, nope, I'm not doing that. I'm not going live on social media. It's too scary. I'm not promoting my offer. No one will buy from me. I don't know how to write content, and I'm not doing it every day. There's always an excuse. So that's the part that I really help my clients with.
Yeah, that is a very important one, because when I just started also, I was teaching a little bit of manifestation, and I remember some clients with these like, oh, how can I manifest a lover? Because that's very popular when you just start. And it was very difficult to tell people that they have to become the match, because they want just to describe them, the perfect partner and everything. And it's like, who do you have to become? Oh, no, like I'm just scripting.
Yeah, and that doesn't work. And that's why people are so frustrated, because you can journal every single day if you want to, but if you're not changing who you're being, nothing will change.
Yeah, you'll just keep attracting what you have already attracted for years. Talking about your business, since I also teach about automation, what have you automized, and what is the best, the most helpful, maybe a program or the thing that you're using in your business that helps you day to day?
I use my kind of like host website is Kajabi, and I host everything in there because for me, like, simplicity is key. So I don't kind of love to have different things happening in different places. I host all of my landing pages, my client portals, where they log in, where they access the material is all inside Kajabi. And then I host a Facebook group to like communicate with them. From kind of like a manifestation perspective, and like combined with what you do, I think this will really help your audience. I always tell my clients, build it and the people will come. So build your automations, build your funnels. You don't have to have all of these in the beginning, but build them, build your groups, build where you're going to host your clients. Make that a priority, because what you're doing is you're proving to yourself, I am building it so the people can come. And if it's there, I'm going to manifest clients. And you're not only going to manifest clients because you've taken that action with conviction, you're going to feel so much more confident about promoting your offers because you've got somewhere professional for your clients to flow to. I think that's so important, because if you're like, you know, chaotic and I'm just going to promote this offer, but I don't really know where my clients are going to come to. I don't know where I'm hosting the program. I don't know about them getting email automations and signing contracts. It gives you more resistance to actually promoting and selling. So for me, that's really, really big.
I think it's the same what you're saying about the apartment, to be honest, because it's, you know what you like, you know, you want to attract clients, and it's the same, like the first deposit is like, okay, I'm making the Kajabi website or whatever website is going to be, or some automation. It's the like, okay, I don't have the client yet, but I'm investing this little money for this monthly membership of the website program that I can use or something else. And people often don't see these things in that way, but it's the same, like you're manifesting your lover, like you're manifesting your apartment. It's you're investing before the clients can come, because you have to be ready. Like, how they're gonna DM you, and then where's the course? Oh, I'm creating it in 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. And it's exact same process for anything, for absolutely anything. The manifestation process is the same, but it exactly that, you have to take the first step. You have to take the action. If you were about to sell out your launch next month, Do you have clients? Do you have a place where your clients can actually come to? Do you have like email automation set up? Is it professional? Is there an onboarding process? Because you can't expect people to come and pay you thousands and thousands of pounds if you're not investing to for them to come somewhere. Is it a place where they want to be? And is it professional? And is it smooth for them? That yeah, what you do is so important. And that's one of my biggest advice to clients is build it and the people will come. Stop waiting. Stop waiting for anything. You've got to take the action first.
What are you really passionate about these days? Because maybe, you know, sometimes our journey changes, like the vision changes. Is there any topic or anything that you're really like, wow, this is what I want to teach. This is what I want to talk about this every day. I want all my clients to know about this.
The biggest thing is consciousness. Like if you even just went on my Instagram, it's all I love to talk about. I'm running a free 12-day consciousness challenge at the moment. My membership's called The Conscious Collective. I want people to recognize that for you to have, you've got to be first. And for you to be, you've got to be aware that you are that person now. And it's everything I teach. It's for you to have something, you have to be an embodiment of it. We all know the analogy of like, you know, say you really love a car and you think about that car and then you see it everywhere. Like wherever you go, you see that car. That's because you're just consciously aware of it. So if you can become consciously aware of a car that you love, you can become consciously aware of the six-figure business that you want and the clients that you want to attract and the house you want to live in and the relationship you want. It all starts with consciousness, and I can't teach anything else unless I teach people consciousness first. So that's my biggest, I could talk about it for hours and hours and hours.
When did that come to you? Like the idea that it's about consciousness, because you know sometimes we are like, oh, there's manifestation. No, you have to quit your job, you have to build a business. But then it's like, okay, it's awareness, it's consciousness. What was the aha moment for you when you're like, oh, this is what I want to teach now, and this is what I want to talk about now?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I this wasn't actually that long ago when this realization happened. I would say within the past 3 months, 4 months, I was almost unconsciously building my business. It was working and I was signing clients, but I wasn't really sure exactly. If someone was to come to me and say, how are you doing it? I would always try to give them a mechanical answer of, well, I'm taking this action and I'm investing in this person and I'm, you know, selling on social media and I'm writing content. And then when they were going off to try and do those things, it wasn't working for them. And I was like, hang on, like, what's going on here? So when I started to build my community and really listen to clients and hear their challenges and hear what they were going through and what they needed help with, it was like, oh, I didn't do something. I became someone. And I can't teach you how to do something unless I teach you how to be the person that has those things. And that's when it really clicked. That's when it was like, right, I have to be teaching people how to be the version of themselves that has those things already. So you'll hear all over social media, like, be an embodiment and be the person who has it now. And what would she be feeling? What would she be thinking? It's a little bit more than that. It's actually becoming consciously aware that the fact that you have a vision of owning a six-figure business, of leaving your job, means that there's a version of you somewhere that's living that experience right now. And you have to tap into that frequency and tap into her and let her lead you. And I say her because she is like, she's within you already. And most people listening to this can probably feel that. Like, you know, you're special. You know, maybe from being a little girl that you were different, that you were meant to make incredible things happen in the world. You weren't meant to have a 9-to-5 job. You weren't meant to be involved in the norm. And the reason that you feel that is because there's a version of you like screaming, just trying to express herself. And that version of you is going to lead you. So when you can tap into her, which is what I teach people to do, she starts to take the lead and she starts to take control and you start behaving differently and you start believing different things and attracting different things. So that the even though I was doing that for the past 18 months, 2 years, I didn't know how to teach someone that because I wasn't consciously aware of it. And then a few months ago, it hit me. And that's now why clients are getting such great results. And I'm getting such great results because we're all just being an embodiment of our vision. And it gets to be that easy.
If someone was like, okay, but I want to be like Lauren, how can she, like, tell me five things, how can she embody what you are now having, living, experiencing?
Well, no one can really embody
another person, but
but they can embody,
like, looking
a
at your life, and you know, it's like, oh, I want the coaching business, I want this, I want that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I always say, like, you know, you can look at other people who have a life similar to what you would like, and you see it as evidence that it's possible for you, but you're going to do it your way. Like, it's not, I'm not going to teach you to do it my way. I'm going to teach you to do it your way. Because as I said, I didn't do this by follow this three-step strategy and like, then do this, then do this. There was no blueprint. I couldn't really go back over the past 2 years and take someone's hand and go, right, now do this, because I was being someone. And they have to be that someone as well. But before they can be that, they have to know, they have to visualize what that is for them. So what does your coaching business, in your imagination, how do you want to operate it? What kind of clients do you want to attract? What impact do you want to make in the world? And then once you've got that clear vision, that's the first thing we always look at. It's, okay, who do I need to become? Who are you being now? And who do you need to be to have that thing? And let's close the gap. And the way we close the gap is habits. We look at your habits and how you're behaving now isn't and is serving you. And then we'll look at beliefs. What do you actually believe? Do you believe people will pay you? Do you believe you're a woman that gets paid daily? Do you believe that you're a woman that builds a six-figure business? And then we'll look at your identity. Who are you showing up as? When you wake up in the morning, are you getting up and lounging around and watching Netflix and not serving your clients and not showing up on social media? Or are you up, ready to serve people and step into that version of yourself? So the first thing we do is vision. And then we bridge the gap between who you are now and who you need to be by looking at those three things. That's really the process.
I guess you also will have something, the funny things along this journey when you are embodying something. But I remember from the previous falling in love embodiment, I saw in my visualization meditations, like, I've got this silky dress and this kind of a nice fluffy sweater. And that's when I saw myself with this man in this beautiful relationship. And it's like, okay, well, I'll start wearing this. Mm-hmm. And I did. And it wasn't something that I would wear daily before. But I was like, okay, well, I have to embody her. So, and I love experimenting. Like, that's totally my gig. I'm like, okay, people are telling me to embody, I'll try this one. And now for my future version, it's silly AF, but it's, I used to love eating from bowls, like, just, you know, like kind of, I lived in Asia a lot and it's always like these big soups and everything. And I'm like, I'm eating from a big plate. And it's like these tiny things. And I'm like, okay, well, I do feel like that now. And I feel that's the, like, a part of not the whole embodiment, but something like that. Have you had any of these like little things that, but just the detail?
Yeah, 100%. My partner always laughs at me because I'm very specific about the wine glasses that I drink from. There's this thing of, we once went to this bar and the football was on and it was a big game. And it's a really nice bar. We go all the time. But because there was such a big game on, I ordered a Prosecco and they gave it me in a plastic cup. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I really, really cannot drink that Prosecco from a plastic cup. And he always like, don't be such a snob. It's fine. It's like, no, that's not the version of me anymore. I'm not going to drink from a plastic cup. So there's little things like that. And then there's like certain mugs that I'll have to have my coffee from because they make me feel wealthier and they just make me feel nice, and certain lipsticks that make me feel nice, and having my hair done makes me feel nice. There's little things like that. And that's a really good point, because a lot of people think there has to be this massive change of like, okay, I've got to like change every single thing about me, and I've got to go out and buy a Louis Vuitton bag, and I've got to go and have a photo shoot and buy a nice car and stand in front of it and get myself in a load of debt. It really isn't about that, because it's not the external thing. It's how you feel on the inside. For me, drinking a Prosecco out of a plastic cup does not make me feel good on the inside. So if I am to drink like a nice glass of wine or a glass of Prosecco, it's in a certain glass that makes me feel special. And because I feel that way, I show up differently. And then because I show up differently, I attract different things to me. So it's not about the big, big things. It's the little things, like how you have your coffee, the pen that you choose to write with, Where you sit in the morning, like how you look after your house, the candles that you light. It's the little things like that that make you feel wealthy and prosperous and have you operating in a different state.
Yeah, I love that. And that's where I think journaling helps a lot because you can describe every little detail and nail it. How can people find you? And so you have the consciousness challenge at the moment going on, but then membership is running all the time. Is that somewhere where they can join if they're listening to this podcast later on?
Yeah, so at the moment, so you can find me on Instagram. It's at It's Lauren Brooks. That's really where I hang out. The 12 days of consciousness, you can register for that in the link in my bio. That's going on for the next, we only started on Monday. And then the Conscious Collective, which is my membership, the doors are opening on Thursday for a week. And then that's it for 2023. We will open up again in 2024, but that's the final time in 2023. So if anyone's interested to chat to me about that, you'll hear all about it all over social media. It will be all over my Instagram for the next week or two. It'll be all you'll see if you come onto my page. So people can reach out that way and find me that way.
Okay, amazing. And we'll link all the links in the show notes, and people can find you and talk to you and decide if they want to work with you in a membership or the challenge or I suppose the private coaching or mastermind as well.
There's a new coaching program coming in the new year, which I haven't shared any details about yet. But yes, we've got the Thinking Into Results Mastermind, which people can apply for at any time.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Lauren. Is there anything I didn't ask and you would like to share before we finish up?
I don't think so. I think we covered lots there. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.